I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Julia Roberts is a very pretty woman. So is Christy Turlington. Not convinced? Well, just look at the two ads for L'Oreal on our website at theworld.org. In case you don't have time to check them out, Julia Roberts is smiling, of course. And just look at those gleaming eyes and luminescent skin. Christy Turlington is equally alluring and flaw-free. Just one thing, though. As beautiful as Julia Roberts and Christy Turlington are, sadly, they are not perfect. These pictures have been touched up, and because of that, the ads have been banned in Britain. Ian Henderson is an advertising executive with AML Group based in London. The photos were altered, and there is a reaction to that. Three words, Ian. Are they kidding?
The short answer is probably. Fashion is about aspiration and appearance, so showing exaggerated results for beauty products can be deceiving, but it's what people want from those products.
So why the pushback?
Because there are limits, and these rulings come out every so often to define those limits. In the UK, one of the politicians, Jo Swinson, has led a campaign against airbrushing in ads, but it's very difficult to identify what's legitimate airbrushing, kind of digital liposuction, it's sometimes called, and what's exaggeration that goes beyond what is realistically attainable through using the products.
So how's this all being discussed in this particular case?
I think the industry will kind of go, maybe those went too far.
And did they? I mean, how do you see them both? I mean, they look absolutely flawless, and of course, there's not a crease in sight.
Yeah, there's a quote from Cindy Crawford that I particularly like, which is that even I don't wake up looking like Cindy Crawford. They don't. I mean, models are beautiful people. That's why they're models. Enhancing that beauty through makeup is why makeup exists, and that's what people aspire to through buying the products. Enhancing the effects of that makeup through retouching, it is something that happens in advertising, in editorial, across the whole of the media.
All the time.
Pretty much.
I mean, this has to do with some of the red tape or honesty and truth in advertising that that advertisers have to face there in Britain.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it just needs redefining every so often so that the firms know and the agencies know how far they can go. I mean, there's an interesting side angle to this, which is that Unilever's Dove campaign using real women was very successful.
This is Dove soap.
Yeah, that's right. Unilever also talked to teenage girls about self-esteem, which is a good thing. And those have been very successful campaigns going against this aspirational thing by using real people in ads.
Did it sell soap?
We believe it did sell soap. There is an argument as to whether it's helped the Dove brand long term in terms of, because people do tend to use beauty products for beauty, and therefore are they damaging their own aspirational credentials? Time will tell.
That's very interesting. Time will tell how many more or fewer crow's feet, I guess, we see on the advertising.
There is, of course, the other old saying, which is don't read beauty magazines. They'll make you feel ugly.
That's for sure. Thank you very much. Ian Henderson is creative director at the marketing firm AML Group, speaking to us from London. Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.